Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long
back with Matt Flynn Direct and your host, Pizza Box Mike, filling in. And of course, I've got my real good guest, Matt Rothschild, here. We'll get him set up. But yeah, we were talking more Wisconsin culture and alcoholism and stuff. And, man, even the preacher's kids were drinking at the high school parties, right? You know, I was like, that was part of our culture. So, yeah, you know, what's the problem with me trying to cancel that? I don't get it. I quit. Anybody can. It's so much better without it. I don't know how to explain that to people. But it's like, it doesn't cost me a lot of money. I can't get a drunk driving. I can't, you know, probably not going to get I go to the Capitol, so I could get a disorderly conduct, but not from alcohol. it's so much more money for weed. And I see Mississippi is doing legalized medicinal. Bingo. Not here in Wisconsin. What did you say, Luke? We're one of the last 13. We used to be like the first one to respond to like California. Now we're last. When it came to environmental issues, even I would say, you know, our economy back in the 70s was pretty damn good, you know, even if you could work two jobs back then and really get somewhere, but not now. Hey, welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, Mike, it's great to be with you. Good preaching. I was listening to your preach the whole last half hour.
Can't hear your mic.
There we go. I'm still here.
Let Luke come over because, you know, like he gets paid to do this stuff and I don't get paid to do anything. Blue. Oh, blue. Sorry. I turned up green. Now we're ready.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Morning. Have your coffee yet? I got mine.
It's fun to be with you anyway. I was enjoying your preaching while I was driving over here. So.
Well, hey, I met these guys, you know, on the street, and that's what they called me, preacher. You know, I'd be like, I'd go in when Scott Walker was in. I don't know if you remember that Clint Eastwood movie where he was like the preacher, and I'd go in there and I'd go, preacher. That was for Scott Walker, the preacher's kid. I'm looking forward to interaction with some of these people at the Capitol.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I hear you're going like back next week.
Dittrich, you know, the daughter that, you know, points a gun at somebody, and she's out here leading the way on how we should incarcerate people and take away parental guardianship. She should lose her, shouldn't she?
I mean, that is disgusting, the way they're going after the people who are in jail or in prison. It's bad enough that they're
poor and brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's just disproportionately against people of color, our system of incarceration. Now they want to take their parental rights away if they're in prison. I mean, it's just, you know, rubbing salt in the wounds every which way.
Well, they say that they want to, you know, keep families together. Kind of like what, you know, down on the border with Donald Trump. Keep families together. Let's throw them in cages. What is wrong with the morality in this country? I mean, I'm at the point right now where, yeah, I told you, I'm just, you know, like, you're Republican? Get away from me, you fascist, Nazi, clown. And I'm not going to pull back. I mean, they need to hear it. What happens is they thought that, when Trump came along with all this hatred and racism and bigotry and stuff, it's okay to do again. But I do remember growing up that, well, you know, you get slapped around in public a couple times for talking like that. You kind of crawled back under your rock. Now they're out from under their rocks.
Yeah, I mean, the lack of empathy, which you were talking about in the last half hour, Mike, is really striking. I mean, Ron Johnson, you know, don't have kids if you can't afford it.
Who can afford to have kids unless you're a legislator nowadays? I mean, you know, we don't want to take care of their kids, do we? I'm tired of taking care of a drug addict Republican's kids.
I mean, that's what it's come to. It's just this kind of lack of basic human decency and empathy. The callousness that Trump has unleashed, I mean, it was right there, but he really unleashed it. And, you know, they're just out there trying to be just as bigoted as they always wanted to be in public, and now they can do it. That's what Trump has given them, a green light for every nasty little thing they ever wanted to say. And then, you know, they respond by saying, we can't study racism in school. Any teacher who teaches racism in school is going to get fired.
Well, they claim that Jesus is their savior, right? And, hey, man, You can talk it. You sure can't walk it. I don't walk it because, you know, the Son of God or Son of Man, and, oh, if you don't do this, you can't get into heaven. What did he do when he was on earth? That's what I want to do. I mean, we're supposed to help poor people. What the hell's wrong with you guys? No, it's all about me. It's all about my success. And most of the successes of you guys are really nothing to crow about, you know. I mean, you could tell me, how'd you make all your money? Well, I did. What'd you do? Well, I took money off the backs of people that did the work underneath me, man. That's what management is. That's what everybody wanted to be when they grew up. I was the best restaurant manager that anybody ever had because I did all the work, too. I was like, all right. And then I'd come in and I'd give my people, you know, I'd try to get them raises, right? So I got, you know, this is back quite a ways back. You know, I'm like, no, you got to give them $10 an hour, right? And then when you add in tips and when I do parties and stuff like that, they'll end up making more money than me, but that's cool. Let's spread it out even. No, they didn't want to do that. They said, well, you need to make, we should pay you more money. But I don't want more money, man. What I want is a happy workforce, right? So people would come in and, well, you're the manager. And I go, hey, all you guys are managers. You manage to make my job easier. You're a manager. You know, give people the credit they deserve for the work they do. I don't care if it's, what? You think sweeping floors and cleaning toilets is like, you should be thankful somebody does a good job at that stuff.
Well, that's, you know, the whole distinction between skilled and unskilled labor is right. Just an outrageous distinction, too. There's no unskilled labor.
No, even the guys that have rocks like, you know, stones like heads are good at working with stone, and I'm not. So, yeah, you guys have a purpose. But it's not because you're bigger and stronger and smarter than everybody else. It's because you're skilled at that job. Awesome, man. And there are desk jobs that we know of that people are awesome at, right? Myself, you can't see me sitting at a desk. And even when I had a desk job as a sales manager in a call center, I mean, I was making the rounds, you know, helping my people, trying to, you know, it was like competition against the other teams within the business of who had the most success. Well, that was me, so they got rid of me, man. They hated me, the other managers, because I would pick up the phone and show this person, here's how you do it. And, you know, most of the time I'd make a sale on that one call. I don't care if it was with old people, young people, different hat, different demographics. You learn who you're dealing with, right? And then you go crying to the owner. Oh, he's making sales for his people. Well, I am a sales manager, right? And my job is to give them the skills and encourage them to go on. And that's how you should live your life, is giving encouragement to people, trying to uplift people that you know are having a harder time than you. And you know what it does? It lifts your spirits, lifts your soul. That's the only thing keeping me going right now. Because with all this hate and stuff going on, it's trying to penetrate my shell.
Yeah, I think a lot of people on the progressive side right now are struggling, as you are, with, you know, where's the hope here? I mean, where's our chance of winning here? How long are we going to be in this fight, and are we ever going to win? And I think it's important to do something in your day-to-day life, like you're saying, that uplifts your spirit, like, you know, talking to that homeless person on the square that you're passing by, and also just to, you know, have some understanding of history that, you know, success, progressive change doesn't happen overnight. You know, we don't always win when we have 110,000 people around the Capitol, and sometimes we lose. But, you know, look, we've gained a lot of gains here in this country over time. The reason we've gained them is because of citizen activism, like you going into the Capitol, or mass movements.
Well, I know I was reading on Facebook last night that a lot of my friends were testifying at the Capitol till 2:30 or whatever in the morning. And I wasn't even, sometimes I turn it off. I don't want to know what they're doing that day because I got something else to deal with in my personal life. I got to get things together, right? I got to do a radio show. I got to fill in, you know? So being able to ward off all this stuff, the only way you can do it is to get active, right? And that's why I struggled with January because sitting in the recliner, got my remote, got my coffee. I can't stand this, man. Look at all this stuff on TV that's going on and nobody's doing anything about it. Let's turn it off. And if it weren't for having cats, seriously, there would be some turds in my litter box.
But the other thing is, you know, don't just do it alone. You know, do it with friends. You're talking about bringing friends to the Capitol, or do it within an organization. One of the great things about living in Wisconsin right now are there all these tremendous pro-democracy organizations, you know, whether it's, you know, League of Women Voters or Common Cause or Bloc or Lit or Voces de la Frontera. You name the group. You know, you've been in the fight for 15. Hook up with one of the labor unions. Hook up with SEIU. You know, do something. ACLU of Wisconsin. There are plenty of places to go in the door. And go in the door with a friend. Otherwise, it's going to be lonely if you're just sitting there watching the news and you're feeling like you're getting bombarded. But the way to fight back is to fight back with activism and with activist organizations.
And there's nothing wrong with being alone, you know, if you find something constructive to do when you're feeling lonely. Because I'll tell you right now, January was a lonely month for me, right? Just everything's just not working out in my own personal life. But I just set that aside, concentrate on the things I can do something about, right? I can't do anything about my friend's illness. I can't do anything about the decisions that her family makes. I just have to go with it. And, you know, now it's already like 5 days and I haven't heard from her after, you know, I hear from her every couple hours. So it hurts.
Yeah, but you got to find the joy somewhere. Find the joy in nature.
Yeah. And I'm still really worried about that robin, man. I just don't know how it's going to make it through the next couple days, but
a few robins can overwinter in Wisconsin, oddly.
It is, yeah. And I'm thinking that this bird's been here before, okay? So it knows what it's doing. It's already found the crab apples. Probably here every year. Maybe February 1st next year I'll stop there and see if it's there again and say hello. But I talk to animals, man. I talk to insects now. Spiders, flies. I really do believe that I've become more a part of the world than I ever have been before, where everything that lives and has eyes and legs and hair and moves around, insects, plants, I don't care, man. I'm loving it all. Wrapping it up. We'll be back. It's what you get. It's what you get. You better say it now. What you see. What you see. It's what you get. It's what you get.